This is Dial a Saint introducing the Feast of All Saints Day. Only saints may enter heaven, and only saints can enjoy the eternal happiness of seeing God and loving God, as well as being loved by Him in return. If we imagine the multitudes of people who have lived on earth up to our time, who are living now, and who will be living at the end of the world, we will realize that all of these are part of God's creation and intended by God to be His saints. The Bible tells us that while we are intended to be in heaven with God, only those who die as His friends will be accepted. This means they were truly sorry for their sins and had no mortal sins on their soul. Of all those who have won the prize of heaven, God has allowed through His goodness only a relatively small number of saints to be examples for our lives. The Church has placed certain requirements upon the process by which a person is declared to be a saint in heaven, which is called canonization. One of the requirements is that miracles occur which are directly linked to prayerful intercession of that holy person. Miracles occur when the natural laws of nature are set aside, such as the instant cure of a person who medical science said could not be cured, or when a person is brought back to life. When a miracle takes place through prayers to someone in heaven, it can be safely said that God in His wisdom wishes to hold up the life of that holy person as an example for us. The saints who the Church honors by name are placed on the liturgical calendar, usually according to the day of their death. This is the day on which they joined God in heaven. Some days of the year have several saints listed. But not all known saints are listed on the Church's calendar. There are some who do not share worldwide attention. These local saints are truly holy people, but provide particular inspiration for the country or neighborhood in which they lived or worked. Those saints have undergone the process of canonization, are said to be, without a doubt, in heaven, close to God. The saints can be our intercessors with God, since they are now His special friends. This is the reason why pictures and statues of saints are found in homes and churches. They remind us that the saints are more than willing to hear our prayers, and through their unique closeness with God, act on our behalf to present our prayers and petitions to Him. Sometimes a saint may have suffered from an illness, affliction, or some conditions which they endured heroically, or in special cases were miraculously cured. People who find themselves in similar situations regard that saint as a special friend who understands their sufferings and who will intercede to God for them, possibly providing a cure. We honor the saints who are officially recognized by the Church, which has examined their lives and offers them to us for our betterment. All of the billions of other saints in heaven are likewise interested in us and our spiritual victories. All Saints' Day is a very important Church day of obligation. This means that Catholics are required under pain of sin to attend Mass. We would do well to learn why those who are in heaven are honored as saints, and ask for their help in our prayers. Among all the saints in heaven, none is higher than Mary, who was chosen to be the Mother of God. She, who like us in every way but sin, was crowned in heaven by God the Father as Queen of all saints and angels. She has a special interest in all of us here on earth that we may love her Son, do what He asks us to do, and so be able to be with Him forever in heaven.
Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.